Shortly after taking office in mid-December, the new ruling coalition rejected a budget proposal prepared by the former government in the Chamber of Deputies on the grounds that it was unrealistic, with artificially inflated revenues and missing expenditures to the tune of 96 billion crowns. Due to time pressure, the Finance Ministry reworked the proposal to reflect what it called realistic revenues and the new cabinet's own priorities. Finance Minister Alena Schillerová defended the budget as realistic and pro-growth.
Vláda se v této souvislosti usnesla jak na snížení.
The government's revision of the former proposal involved correcting artificially inflated revenues and deliberately understated expenditures. The result is a deficit of 310 billion, only 24 billion more than the original, completely unrealistic deficit. Moreover, this additional 24 billion crowns will go entirely to pro-growth investments.
Compared with a previous draft, this proposal increases funding for transport infrastructure by 26 billion and has allotted an additional 17 billion crowns to the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs for mandatory expenditures, predominantly higher wages and social benefits. By contrast, the armed forces are set to lose 21 billion crowns. Total defence spending in this year's state budget will thus amount to 2.7% of GDP. Cutbacks in government expenditures are an essential part of the picture. Minister Schillerová said the government would save 10% on the running costs of the state. It also plans increased revenues through the return of EET, an electronic cash register system targeting tax evasion, and taking measures against the grey economy, which, according to the Financial Administration, creates losses amounting to tens of billions of crowns annually. The revised budget has sparked a storm of criticism from the opposition, which argues that a 310 billion crown deficit is excessive and irresponsible, particularly at a time when the economy is growing and the unemployment rate and inflation are relatively low. Opposition MPs have also slammed the decision to take away funds from defence spending, which they say is bad news both for the country's security and its NATO allies. Opposition politicians, moreover, claim that the government has violated the Budget Responsibility Act, which sets a maximum limit for the public finance deficit, this year calculated at 237 billion crowns. Minister Schillerová counters that the increased deficit was inevitable due to the former government's poor financial management and missing funds for mandatory expenditures. Still, she is convinced that the government has not breached the respective law. According to her, the law only applies to budgets debated within the standard legal time frame. The Czech Republic is now operating under a provisional budget, which limits investments, subsidies and other non-mandatory expenditures. Lawmakers are due to start debating the proposed budget proposal on February 4th. And if all goes according to plan, then final approval is expected in mid-March.